Cuts and privatization mean back to front ambulance response. Reports of ambulances waiting for over an hour to hand over patients at accident and emergency didn't start with COVID-19. Indeed, it was true for years when I worked for the service and can be traced back to the marketization of the NHS with a view to privatize. When I joined the London Ambulance Service 30 years ago, it was the norm to have two or three crews waiting on station for the phone to ring. You could cover a call and then be back on station for an hour, winding down and having a cup of tea. But as the neoliberal market mentality was applied to the NHS, this was not seen as cost-effective. In the warped minds of the Tory free marketeers and their heirs in Tony Blair's New Labour, it made more economic sense to have the patient waiting for the ambulance to call, rather than the ambulance waiting for the patient to call. So over time, as demand increased, the cover stayed the same. This has resulted in extreme physical and mental pressure on staff today. It's time to properly fund the NHS, kick out the privateers, and bring back all staff, from cleaners to surgeons, onto NHS contracts, to meet the needs of patients and workers alike. It's time to renationalize the NHS. A retired NHS ambulance worker